Hello, everyone, and welcome to Here for the Right Reasons, Us Weekly's Bachelor podcast. I am your host, Sarah Herron, and I am joined by someone who you may remember from Ari's season of the show. She had a stint in Paradise, but now she's married, she's a mom, and she has a new partnership. Hello, Jenna.
Hello. I'm so excited to, everything is new and I'm just doing, you know, the real life thing over here. So
you are, and you look great. And I want to ask you all about what you've been up to, but of course we have to start with your partnership with Jane and this wedding box. What can you tell me?
Okay. Well, Jane, just in general, I love them so much. They were actually one of my first big partnerships, started years and years ago. And I was just so drawn to them for how they supported small businesses. Love the products, great deals. So I was like, yes, I'm in. I love shopping there every single season. And now that they're offering like these amazing wedding products, like you can't beat it, especially now that I'm, you know, in the midst of planning. It's great. Personalized stuff, jewelry, things you wouldn't even think that you might need, such as like an umbrella, but like one of the cute clear ones. Great shoes. It's so many great gifts. I could just go on and on, obviously.
Do you have a favorite thing in the wedding realm from Jane?
I don't think I could pick one thing, but I think I love how personalized everything can be. So, you know, you can get your new last name on a robe or like a jean jacket or things for your bridesmaids and like cute little glasses with your name. So yeah. And the bride jewelry is so cute.
Like I love it. Yes. And is it like a subscription type box thing or how does that work?
So I'm actually still trying to exactly figure that out. I think it's kind of new, like a newer concept to have it all like in a box. Hopefully if it was, I would definitely have everybody subscribe. It's amazing. There's so much fun stuff in there. And I need to see too, if you can even customize a box. I'm not sure, but everything I got was so great.
Amazing. Well, you are a newlywed, correct?
Yes.
And you guys elope. So first of all, let me go back for a second. Okay. Tell me how you, if the Us Weekly listeners don't remember, how you met your now spouse and all that.
So that was just the quick story through a mutual friend. They had been kind of like working on some different projects together. And she said, you guys would really get along. You hit it off. I think you, if nothing else, you'd be great friends. And I'm like, okay, that could be good for now, considering I hadn't been very social. I wasn't out making a lot of friends. I was actually in kind of, you know, a dark space, and he was going through his own things, and we kind of just got together and we're like, sometimes life kind of sucks, but you know, it's way better when you're with somebody that you care about and you can kind of, how do I explain it? Like we kind of just went into our own world. We did our own thing. We had so much fun and then dealt with real life stuff later. But she basically had me come into a coffee shop. He had no idea I was coming and I was wearing all pink, like kind of fur. It was ridiculous. But when we just never stopped hanging out, and he is kind of the opposite of me, but it works out really well. And he's my happy place. He's secure. He's amazing. So that was kind of lucky and great. So there.
Yeah. That's awesome. Did he know anything about The Bachelor when you guys met?
Luckily, no, he didn't know. And I'll tell you, even better, he didn't really care. And he's never watched it. I'm like, please don't. So that just, it was the perfect step kind of outside of that world. And I don't want to go back.
Awesome. And then you guys recently eloped. Tell me about that decision. And it was in New Orleans?
Yes, it was, which I know is random, which I feel like that's kind of like our personalities. We just kind of went with it. So I knew I wanted to marry him. No doubt about that. We were going to, and we just kind of kept going back and forth. Like, are we going to do a destination wedding? No, we should do it here and have everybody, you know, come. And then there were all kinds of, you know, weird regulations going on for years. And it was just like, are we ever really going to do it? Like, we just want to be married. And, we decided to go to New Orleans for the Final Four. You know, he bought some tickets. And so I'm like, okay, you know, I guess we could. He mentioned, should we just get married? And I'm like, oh, I have 3 days to plan it. Sure. Like, let's do it. And somehow it all worked out like perfectly. I loved my dress. Like the venue was great. The photographer was amazing. It just worked out so relaxing and so fun. And then we decided along with that to come back here and have like a ceremony and a big party later, probably in the fall.
Okay.
Which I kind of like. I know it's weird. Some people are probably like, what? But it was so fun. And it's kind of like, we get to just keep celebrating like throughout the whole year.
Yeah, no, for sure. And you guys were engaged, obviously. So were you like in the middle of planning the bigger wedding, or was this like, let's do this and we'll do that later?
Not really. Like, I would get 3 steps ahead and then just go like 5 steps back. And we were like, okay, it's okay. You know, somebody very important to us couldn't make it. It's fine. We'll pick a new date. Okay, we'll pick a new venue. And it was just on and on. And I was like, okay, we'll just stop for a while. And right after we just decided we'll figure it out later, this happened. And when he mentioned it, I was always like, okay, I'm okay with an elopement. I just want to make sure that we're celebrating with the people that we really care about too. So
yeah. Is there anything you're like non-negotiables for the big day of anything besides the people, obviously, that you are just really looking forward to that you've discovered while wedding planning or that you've always wanted at a wedding?
I don't know, because, you know, it's kind of hard to beat how relaxing eloping was and how like, just, I was just smiling and the whole time was incredible. So I guess maybe just now knowing that the feeling of not being stressed, like it's okay to be thinking about all kinds of things. There's a lot going on, but I just don't want to be stressed. I just want to be excited and happy to share it with everybody. And when, you know, we're going to have a ceremony in the church, and I kind of want to do that like before God and then just celebrate with everybody after. And I want them to have good food. I want it to be like a fun party. And as weird as this is, maybe a little like kind of kid friendly too, because, you know, I want Presley to celebrate there with us. So honestly, I feel like I'm doing everything different than like, if you were to look up, okay, what should I do for my wedding? Mine is totally different. I'm just kind of like rewriting wedding ideas.
Like that though.
So not too much. And now I'm just excited to incorporate Jane, like all their fun products. And I don't really have too many expectations, which is great because you can't really be disappointed.
That's also a good point. You mentioned your daughter. So you guys have obviously been together for a while. You were settled, but now you're married, husband and wife. Does the label change anything for you guys? Did it feel any different and like inner, or was it just like another day?
I know. I've been thinking about that too. I think it does feel different. I think, you know, when we had Presley, I'm like, okay, we are in each other's lives forever. And, you know, and I know I'm going to love you forever. And I'm pretty sure we'll probably be together. But I think in the back of your mind, you're just like, but, you know, wouldn't it be that hard for someone to just be like, okay, see ya. And so I think getting married just made us both feel complete, like at peace and like, okay, our family is like, we are stuck together. And kind of for the extended family too, we're all just like, all right, this is it. We're all together forever.
How old is your daughter? Is she almost two?
Almost two, May 30th. She'll be two.
Okay. What are the latest milestones? What's it like to have an almost 2-year-old?
Oh, it's active, I guess I would say. I'm like, this girl is running around everywhere. She loves animals. She loves making animal sounds. She loves making friends everywhere we go. Like, my life is about her life, right? So I plan around park trips and like making little lunches for her. And we have so much fun, even just reading or like playing with her little toys on the ground. She has been saying more words lately. I'm still trying to get her to kind of put them together and make sentences. But this girl can communicate. Not only can she tell me what she wants, she'll get it. Not just from me, from anybody. I'm like, okay, she's a boss. So
perfect.
It's so fun watching her grow. She's so fun.
Do you guys hope to have more kids, or are you, you know, good for right now?
How do I explain this? So, okay. Of course. Yes. I want her to have a sibling. I would love another child. It's the idea of physically having another baby that just holds me back a little bit from being like, okay, yeah, let's do it. But that's the plan. There are some days where I'm like, okay, I'll have two. That'll be great. Carry on. But then there's some days I'm like, I could have four. I have a big family. Hey, I know it's wild. Well, my mom had 7 kids, so I'm used to it. I was like, it was so much fun. Preston would like that.
Yeah.
But realistically, I'm thinking two, but we'll see.
We'll see. Did you have a difficult pregnancy? Did you enjoy being pregnant?
Oh,
or is that?
No, my pregnancy was really chill, and I'm so thankful for that. I didn't get sick once. It was basically just, I just kept getting bigger and bigger, and like, it's a little bit harder to breathe, a little bit harder to sleep. And then when I had her, all went smoothly and well too. So that does make me feel positive about the second one.
Yeah. They say it's not always the same, but at least it wasn't bad.
I know. I'm like, hopefully it's not completely opposite from the first time.
That's so funny. I want to go back for a little bit, just a little trip down memory lane. Does it feel like you were on Ari's season a long time ago? Does it feel like yesterday?
It seems like forever ago. It seems like a different world. I was a different person. Yeah, it's wild.
Do you have like a go-to memory, good or bad, when someone brings that up to you? Or is it just like, oh God, that was something?
No, Ari's season, actually, I have very positive memories of the whole thing, actually. At least as far as, how do I put this, like the real part of it. Like I made friends that I still have. It was fun getting to travel. It was my first time traveling. I think that's part of why, you know, they picked me for the show. I was so naive and so untraveled. Yes, like they just like plucked me out of Indiana cornfield. And but no, that was fun actually, and really opened my eyes to a lot of things. Just starting to see what the entertainment industry was like, yeah, before it ate me up. You know, yeah. Those are good memories. Those are fine. It was fun.
Yeah.
When I came back from that show, I had more confidence. I had friends. I found a way to open myself up more than I had in maybe forever. So yeah, those were good memories.
Without getting into the nitty gritty of it, obviously, but how do you feel looking back on how everything played out in Paradise? Does it feel like you got that resolution as you kind of got your justice years later, or does it still feel like something that upsets you?
Yeah, that's it. I figure a lot of people ask that too. And I'm fine to talk about it because now I don't know. I'm not like as triggered, I guess. I don't think there is a form of justice possible. I think that could heal or fix me completely. Or my family, who unfortunately had to deal with that, which I hate because I wish I just could have taken it all. I love that the truth is out, but I think still nobody knows exactly what happened. I know a lot more than I've shared, but there's even still things I'm figuring out. It is the weirdest, creepiest, like mysterious stalker, psycho, lots of narcissists involved thing. And you know, I don't have a good explanation. I don't, but I think like I have learned a lot. I'm a lot stronger because of it. And I'm serious. Like I don't even know when I think back how I made it through. But now I think I kind of have like a clear head looking at it like, okay, that's not the worst thing to happen to somebody in the world. It was very public and yeah, it sucked. And of course, that's all I could see at the time. Well, guess what? Not everybody even cares about that show or about some drama that came up after the show. And all I could see was the negativity because that was so loud. But now, years later, especially after, you know, finally it was posted online, articles,
right.
You know, it was totally made up. I see how much positivity and support and love that there was back then and now. And as much as I want to say, I wish it didn't happen, I still wouldn't change one thing to end up where I am now.
Right.
I learned a lot and I'm so happy to be out of it. I can appreciate what I got out of it, but it's just like hurts. It's like, you know, the Bachelor needs a scandal every season, right? And so somebody has to take that. And you're kind of not allowed to say your side. You're not really allowed to stand up for yourself. And looking back, I probably could have a little bit more, but I just kind of took it. I was just like, I don't know what to do. This isn't true, but what can I say? And I did not feel any support from them at all. In fact, you know, it's funny, like 3 years later, I'm talking to somebody and it was a podcast and they heard me saying that their psychologist reached out to me only to say, I know you did it. You need to admit you did it. Okay. 3 years later, they hear that podcast and they have one of their newer psychologists reach out to me and be like, you okay? Oh, listen, you know, this is 3 years too late. Like I was 100% not okay. Did not feel supported. It's crazy. I don't want to even get into it too much because that's their own thing. And there was so many threats about, don't say this, don't say that. We're going to charge you money. Someone's going to show up at your house. It was, you know, but
crazy.
They want to, I guess, keep their thing going on. That's fine. I just want to be separate from it. So that's my long answer of, I can look back at it and see how far I've come, what I've learned. So happy to have found my person outside of all that and have Presley. And I appreciate all of it. still a little bit damaged. Clearly, there might still be a little bit of bitterness that I need to talk through eventually. But I would not wish that on anybody to happen.
Yeah. No, crazy. Yeah. That was a crazy one. That was a weird one to navigate on the media side too. We were like,
I know. And I get now, it's like, so I'm so much better. I can understand. Of course people wanted to talk about it. Of course they want to publish. I was like, stop. Like, it's not true. Like, but it was interesting. Okay. Even the way I responded was what? I was like, I have this video that I made right after. And it was exactly how I felt. It was raw. It was like, here it is. Well, I was instructed not to share that. So instead I shared this weird selfie of me saying like, okay, but you guys don't even know the truth, but I'm not allowed to say it. You know, it's kind of comical, I guess, at this point. Like if you really go into what I was being accused of, it is kind of funny. Like I was running an entire escort service in Raleigh. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Sure. Do you, so I, is it safe to assume you don't watch the show anymore? Like, did you just have to distance?
I have absolutely no idea what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. Cause I think it was probably part of the healing was just to be like, again, you mentioned The Bachelor, when you're in it, it feels like it is the whole world, but only so many people watch the show.
You don't really care about us. Yeah. It's like, yeah, I do wish there was some type of better, I think, support for everybody, because I would say, for the most part, everybody that goes on comes off with quite a bit of anxiety, like understandably. And it's hard to talk about because you don't want to come on here and say, I'm anxious, I'm struggling, because it looks like, okay, so you have all these followers and your life looks pretty great. So you're going to sit here and complain. But you can't live really a normal life after. You can't do normal dating without like looking over your back. And, again, like all worth it where I am now, but it's some people don't really understand that. So I wish there was like a better support for coming on of really any reality TV. Cause it's far as a thing from reality, you get your edit and that's what you have to deal with.
So. Yeah. You mentioned, friends though, being a positive that you got out of the show. Who are you still in touch with?
Oh, well, Jacqueline, she is amazing. We actually just hung out not too long ago. We're planning to hang out again.
Isn't she getting married too?
Jacqueline's getting married. Yes, she's getting married in Portugal. That's going to be amazing. I don't think I can make it, which is like unfortunate, but we're going to have our own, you know, celebrating time. And then Lauren, she's so supportive. She is so sweet. I mean, she is busy running a full house and she still has time to reach out. And yeah, she's awesome. So,
amazing.
Then, you know, here and there with the other girls, they're everybody, honestly, that from Ari's season is incredible. Like, so,
and now the more and more Bachelor babies pop up. So you guys have got mom Bachelor, you know, so what happens if I always ask this to Bachelor moms, you know, this show's never going anywhere.
I know.
How many years later, your daughter goes, Mom, can I go on The Bachelor? What do you say?
Oh, no. I know. And, you know, that's a whole other topic in itself. I just feel like I'm very talkative today. Social media, love it, hate it, right?
Yeah.
Like, she has an account right now. I'll probably end up shutting it down. I kind of use it as like a virtual diary, like documenting her experiences. And I like to share with all these great people, but I do not think it's healthy. And now it's so intertwined with reality TV. Trust me, knowing this girl, I can't tell her exactly what to do, but I really want to be like, no TV shows. Don't do social media so much. Let's try living real life. I really don't want her in the entertainment industry like at all. So hopefully we can focus on some other things when it happens. Some dance classes.
Yeah.
I plan on keeping her so busy that she doesn't have time for boyfriends and she doesn't want to go on TV. So
I feel like that's going to be quite the task, as you know, more and more apps and YouTube and whatever pop up. But I
can you
I
imagine
can do
what it's going to be like when she's like 16, 20, like everybody's going to be walking around like a hologram or something. Like I cannot.
Yeah, it's gonna have a list of like any show you've been on, like your followers, like as you walk anywhere. Like that's a terrifying thought.
I know. Trust me. Hey, don't watch Black Mirror. Like they have an episode about it's creepy.
Maybe it'll have the reverse effect and like we'll hit this wall where things like everyone realizes that it's kind of making everyone miserable and we'll go back to basics. Maybe.
Hey, maybe. And we'll all just be outside like gardening, like, hey neighbor, like you know, talking.
Probably not, but maybe. last question about this and then we'll circle back to Jane. You never talked to Jordan, did you, after all this played out?
It started and we were talking then, it was mostly like me trying to figure it out, him saying, I can't do anything for you. Like, sorry about it. But I would say when I started to find out some of his like involvement in different things, that's when he got really defensive and just kind of like shut down. And I had like one last text to him just being like, you know, this is awful how everything happened. Like, it's not true. You know, sorry, like, I don't know what to do. I still really care about you. I guess it's just, you know, it's weird. It's kind of like, I don't even know if I should say this. It's kind of like we never even broke up. It was kind of just like, you know, cut off. And then, yes, I blocked him because I couldn't manage. Like thinking back, I think one of my biggest mistakes was, well, one, getting engaged. But no, I mean, I did care about him. I had real feelings for him. But he said, you know, we're just going to go home dating. We have issues to work out. I'm like, perfect. That's exactly what I want. And then when he asked, I was like, I felt like I couldn't say no. And I was still that person that didn't want to disappoint anybody.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, sure. And, you know, when we got back to the hotel, he told me he was still dating somebody like back home. And I should have been like, that's probably not good. But he's like, I'm going to end it. It's not a big deal. Like, she's crazy. Like he said all this terrible stuff. So I was like, okay, I guess we'll just figure it out. And that I think was should have been like a big red flag anyways. And then I think the immediate like attacking me when I would ask questions about like what's going on, just trying to resolve it, trying to tell him, you can look at any of my stuff. I have nothing to hide. And he didn't want to resolve it. And I think that was the issue. And then I guess he broke up with me over Instagram. Like, that's where I found out. Like, that's what I saw, his post that we weren't together. So, you know, a few more texts and then that was it.
And a wild world. And he's married now, you're married. So all's well that ends well in some sense.
Yeah,
of the world,
but yeah, crazy. Exactly. It's weird. It's weird that I don't really have like these feelings. It's just kind of numb. It's just kind of like, things are like so much better. Hopefully he's happy. I'm happy. So yeah.
And you're gearing up to say I do again, technically.
Yes.
All right. Well, have an awesome rest of your day. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to me and, you know, indulging me to go down memory lane a little bit. But like I said before,
yeah, sorry. I probably said way too much.
Oh, never said too much to me, please. I could go all day. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Here for the Right Reasons, Us Weekly's Bachelor podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, tell your friends about this podcast, and come back every week for more Bachelor breakdowns.